Hop on the Metrolink sometime and look out the window. You'll see the full range of the economy flying by, from blight to upscale and all the places in between. And should you by chance take a seat next to Paul Hubman and strike up a conversation, when you come to a stop, you might see something else. Opportunity.
I think some frustration started to build up. The Metrolink hasn't really drawn the type of development or the amount of development that Metro or the municipalities or region kind of had expected.
Hubman is a project coordinator for the East-West Gateway Council of Governments, a federal agency in charge of transportation planning in the St. Louis region. For about a year, Hubman took the lead on a massive study aimed at untangling a web of reasons why Metrolink stops haven't become roaring economic engines. Specifically, they looked at something called TOD, or Transit-Oriented Development. It's a buzz phrase that basically means using light rail stops as hubs for housing, business, and retail developments, often connecting them with trails and surrounding them with green spaces. What they found was a complicated series of hurdles, tripping up economic growth at stations on either side of the Mississippi River, starting with outdated zoning rules. While most regulations on the books are great for suburban housing, Hubman says they can slow economic growth near light rail stops. As a fix, Hubman says municipalities can switch to codes that look at the size and scope of a building instead of whether, for example, it's residential or commercial.
The way we used to build neighborhoods before, say, World War II, it allows it. It doesn't demand it. You can still build, you know, suburban-style neighborhood that we have, but it actually allows for these other types of neighborhoods that have market demand.
But that last part, market demand, is tricky. For the most part, the St. Louis region is like other mid-sized metropolitan areas around the country, developed over the past several decades to accommodate cars, not mass transit. On top of that, Metrolink's main alignment sits on an old freight rail line, which was built through the backyards of communities, not through their hearts. But to understand what the future may hold, we'll leave the train and go to a boardroom in Metro's headquarters at Laclede's Landing. John Lenga is Metro's Vice President of Economic Development and says the region is growing, but at a slow pace. So given all the challenges, you'd think Lenga would hedge his bets when talking about the prospect that economic development will sprout up near Metrolink stops. But he's actually pretty bullish.
The demographics are changing in front of us.
And Lenga says the demographic shifts that have him feeling optimistic are happening at both ends of the spectrum. First, he says market studies show that the majority of people 19 years old or younger are more interested in internet connectivity than owning a car. That's a game changer, he says, and represents an emerging market. Then, Lenga says, there's people like him.
Folks in my demographic get older, and maybe you don't want to live in the burbs anymore. And we're seeing that, as particularly in the Central West End, getting a lot of folks who are moving in that are empty nesters. 10 years ago, probably wouldn't have considered that relocation within the region, but in fact are, and transit to them is critically important.
Also on the table is building a new stop for the Cortex development, a massive biotech hub located by the Central West End. The thought being that if you want economic growth near a light rail stop, just go ahead and build a stop where development is going to happen. But not everyone thinks TOD, transit-oriented development, is necessarily the kind of economic kickstart the region is looking for. Casey Barnes is a policy researcher with the conservative-leaning Show Me Institute. She says for the most part, TOD only happens when taxpayer subsidies are dangled in front of developers, and that's not a sound public investment.
We've seen TOD pop up in other parts of the country, and we haven't really seen any evidence of economic development success.
Barnes says if the market wants development near a Metrolink stop, then somebody will build it, and government doesn't have a role in manipulating that demand. Not to mention the fact, she says, that big picture, adding development near Metrolink stops through subsidies can end up costing other parts of the economy. For example, some TOD projects are aimed at adding retail space, but Barnes says that just makes the climb to fill already vacant storefronts that much steeper. And in that sense, she says taxpayers wouldn't really get what they're paying for.
We already have overdevelopment of retail in the region. So my question is, why should we create more?
Of course, not everyone thinks the invisible hand of the market in and of itself can build the kind of economy that's best for the region, let alone what surrounds Metrolink stops. Chris Kramer is the president and chief executive of Beyond Housing, a nonprofit that's focused on improving low-income housing options. On a recent afternoon, he's standing in a sea of concrete that surrounds the Rock Road Metrolink station in North St. Louis County. Krehmeyer says the plan is to surround the Metrolink stop with affordable housing and that you can't really build that kind of socioeconomic springboard without subsidies.
It's a great tool to say, okay, if we have your place that you live a walking distance from the light rail stop, you can take light rail to your job and you can save $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 a year and not having to drive your car every place. That's real money in your pocket.
He says in the long run, those subsidies pay off because the extra money in people's pockets will ultimately filter back into the economy. Tamara Shepherd grew up around here and says the project has the potential to be transformative. She helped lead community meetings during its planning phase.
This community needs this boost, you know, in light of everything that's happened with the Normandy School District. We need the boost to know that this community still can survive. We still can make it.
Shepherd says at least when it comes to developing near the Rock Road stop, this isn't really about macro or microeconomics, changing demographics, or a running debate on what, if any, role government should play in a market-based economy. Instead, she says building near this stop on the line is about community and how transit might help connect its members with where they're hoping to go. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.